They're good to us when we come around. I don't know any of these other people that do what I do. But I know there are some. D. Do the other groups tell you about them? T. I'm not sure that they specifically tell me. I don't think they can tell me anything. They don't have languages. They're barely people. D. How do they communicate with each other? T. They know each other. They live together. They have signs for things. Communicate on an emotional level. They're evolving the means to communicate, but they don't have it yet. D. Are they more of an animalistic type of people? T. Long pause. They're not monkeys. They're people. They're just not very well made. D. Do they act animalistic? Evolution is helped along. 267. T. No. The animals are clean. These people are not very clean. They're smarter than the animals, but they're weak and dumb. They're evolving. D. You said they are not very well made. What do you mean? T. Long pause. They're not like me. They've got arms and legs and a head, and they don't have any tail. But they're pretty hairy. They don't walk upright all the time. They can, they're just lazy. They're just sorry. It's not their fault. D. No, it's not. It sounds like they are a step above the animals. T. They're people. They're very early people. Some of them are better than other ones. D. This is why your genes will help them? Is that what you mean? I thought he might not understand the word genes, your children? T. I suppose, yes. If they don't kill them off or something. D. Is that a possibility? T. They'll be different. They'll look more like me. D. That's why you're having several children? T. No, I'm having several children because it's fun. D. That makes sense, too. Chuckle. It sounds like it's also a job. T. That's what I do. D. These other people that you said were in the Mediterranean, that you saw that were like yourself. Yes, are they doing the same thing, or do you know? T. They're organized. They're not more highly evolved than I am, but they've been doing it longer than I have. Maybe for generations. They're not any smarter. They've just been doing it longer. D. They've been doing it in different areas of the world, or what? T. It's my perception that these aliens have come and deliberately helped them, and caused these people to evolve. D. Do you mean, you think they have helped them to evolve to the state they are? 268 T. D. T. D. T. Legacy from the stars. D. T. D. T. D. T. D. T. D. T. D. T. Yeah. Yeah. And that this is another step? Yeah. I think probably they're still around. Still around? I'm not one of them, I don't think. I don't know. Nor. I think we're getting over into a theory that Thomas carries around with him. And there's probably something more productive to look at. But do you think the people in the other parts of the world, that these other ones like you are helping, are they all at the same stage of development? I guess I want to say the natives that they are helping. Are they all at the same stage of development? I can't tell. I don't know. I doubt it. On general evolutionary scale they're all about the same stage probably. But if you were going to compare them with one another, of course some of them are ahead, some of them way behind. Well, the people you are helping, what type of an environment do they live in? They live in a jungle, but it's not a tropical jungle. It's not really a forest either. It's not an equatorial jungle. It's away from the equator. It's a subtropical jungle. It has. I can't tell what kind of trees it has. I don't recognize any of the trees. I don't know what they are. You mean the leaves look different or what? They're very tall. I don't see that part of them. I don't see any conifers. Maybe some conifers, but not the same kind. I'm just not familiar with these kind of trees. I don't know what they are. Is there anything that is familiar to you? Fish. Grass. Small animals. What do the small animals look like? Long pause. Birds. Monkeys. Do you see any animals you don't recognize? I recognize all the animals I see, but I don't know. I can't tell you what they look like. Laugh. Evolution is helped along. 269. D. They're familiar to you, Is that what you mean? You said the trees were strange. None of the animals are strange to you? T, they're different. I'm familiar with the trees and the animals. The person from whose perspective I'm looking is familiar with them, and comfortable among them. But they don't translate. I don't know what they are. D, they don't translate to Thomas. T, no, I don't know what they are. D, all right. Do they look like anything Thomas has seen? T, vaguely. They're not bizarre. It's as if you took the trees that I know, and crossed them and interbred them and made different species. They'd be recognizable as trees, and they'd seem similar to the ones I know, but they wouldn't be the same. They'd be different. D, is it the same thing with the animals? Yeah, then it is a basic animal, but it's not something you recognize as Thomas. Yeah, all right then. We can shift back to the other mind, the mind of the eyes that you're looking through. I just wanted to see if there was anything there we could recognize and relate to. And these other people, these ones you are trying to instruct, do they live in shelters? T, most of them are starting to live in shelters. That's one of the things I'm showing them how to do. They've been shown before. D, and they didn't remember, or didn't carry it over, you mean? T, it just doesn't stick very long. D, where did they normally live, before you taught them how to build shelters? T, they just wandered around and lived wherever they could. Maybe they'd stay in a cave for a while, maybe they'd live in a tree for a while. It's pretty much like they're wild. They just do whatever they have to do. D, what do they normally eat? T, roots. Just whatever they can find. 270, legacy from the stars. D, do they eat meat? T, yeah, they eat anything. D, do they cook it, or can you see them doing anything like that? T, I try to show them how to do that, but they don't have the patience. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They're not organized enough to do that. D, I'm curious about these people. Can you tell if they have any teeth? T, pause, as though looking. Yeah, they have teeth. D, are they like your teeth? T, pause, their canines are longer. Not a whole lot, just a little. D, then they are able to chew food. T, yeah, they're dirty. D, is that mostly because they're so hairy? T, no. They're just dirty. Animals clean themselves. Animals take care of themselves. These people don't do that very much. Even their teeth are dirty. They don't live very long. D, why not? T, they're dirty. They don't know how to take care of themselves. They're just lazy, and not very smart. They get hurt, they get sick. They're not much good. It's not their fault. D, no. They just don't know any difference. It's no one's fault. Well, the people that are like you, do they live longer? T, I can live as long as I want to, I think. D, you don't have any set limits. T, I'm sure there are some. I'm not immortal. I can get hurt. I can get sick. I can die. I can be killed. D, but you think you can live as long as you want, if those things don't happen? T, eventually one of them will happen. Somewhere back in my head I've got the idea that the aliens will protect me. And if I get hurt they'll fix me up. But I don't really believe it. Maybe in as much as it serves their purposes, evolution is helped along. 271, D, and you're pretty much on your own otherwise. Yeah, but when you were given the knowledge that you're supposed to pass on to the natives, do you think it was a one-time thing? Or do you go back and forth? Long pause, what feels right? T, I think they take me in and check on me from time to time. I don't know what they do, but I kind of feel like it's a sustained contact. Monitoring maybe, more than anything else. D, that's what it feels like? T, right now it does, yeah. D, I'm going to ask you to drift back to a time when you must have been very young. I want you to see the place you were born and where you grew up. When you must have had parents or something, and you were a child. What does that place look like? What impressions do you get? T, an island. A small island. D, tell me about it. T, a coastal island. I live by the ocean. Gentle people. D, D. Your parents? T. I don't know who my parents are. Everybody takes care of me. D. What do they look like? T. Long pause. I can't visualize them. Just people. I keep seeing blonde people. I don't know if they're my parents though. D. Are there several people there? T. There isn't anywhere for these several people to be. When you asked me to visualize my parents, I visualized a few countenances. And the first ones were, I think, blonde. And I didn't connect them with any particular place. D. But these people are different from the other groups you were looking at. T. Yeah, these people are. People. Tall, slender, humans. Nice people. D. So that means you didn't grow up with the other group. Is that correct? 272. Legacy from the stars. T. That's true. D. I'm going to ask your subconscious a question. Just allow whatever it says, whatever impressions, to come forth. That life we are looking at, that entity, was he conceived in the normal way that we consider conception? I'm asking Thomas subconscious for the information, because it has all the answers. I'm asking Thomas subconscious if the entity whose lifetime we are looking at, the one who spread the knowledge with the people, was he conceived in a normal manner? T. The group that he lived with was genetically engineered. And among them he was conceived normally. His mother was a dark-skinned woman who didn't understand what was happening to her. His father was a human that the aliens had made. D. I'm trying to understand. Was the dark-skinned woman a member of that hairy group? T. No. No, she was a woman they brought to this island. D. And the father was who? T. He was a human that the aliens had made. He was genetically engineered. D. Was he one of the hairy people? T. No, no. He was blonde, and tall. And he lived on that island with several dark-skinned women who didn't know each other. They came from different places. But they weren't hairy women. D. How do you mean the father was genetically engineered? T. The aliens brought him there. They made him. They brought the women there, but they collected them from indigenous people. D. Then some of the indigenous people on Earth at that time were hairy, and some were not. Is that correct? T. That's true. D. But the father was made by the aliens. You said engineered. He was created. Evolution is helped along. 273. T. Not created. He was made out of flesh, but they arranged his genes to make him the way he was. He wasn't conceived normally. D. Did he come from Earth? T. I don't know. D. But he was. I'm wanting to say manipulated in a laboratory. Would that be right? T. His genes were manipulated before he was born. They used a woman. I don't know how they did it, but it wasn't a normal birth. D. What is the purpose of that? T. Pause. There's a word. But I can never use the damn word. It gets away from me. I know it. If you say the word to me, I'll recognize it. It's a word that means take advantage of, but not exactly. D. I was trying to think, it's not manipulate. T. It's what the white people did to the Indians. D. I think I know what you mean. I can't think of the word either. Well, maybe it will come to you. But why would they want to manipulate genes, to make the father and then to interbreed? What would be the purpose of all that? T. Long pause. To evolve humans. To evolve civilization. D. It sounds like a good motive really. T. No, not necessarily. D. Why not? T. They're going to make something out of it. That word. I can't get that word. But that's what they're doing. D. But why wouldn't it be a good thing? T. It's not necessarily good, it's not necessarily bad. It's just. D. Well, it's a betterment of the species. Would that be right? T. When they came here there were human beings. And the human beings were evolving in their own way. And they changed it. At least temporarily. And they brought some good things, but there's something that they're trying to get out of it. D. You mean they had other reasons also? 274. Legacy from the stars. T. Sure. They had their own reasons. They turned things to their own purposes. D. But if the human beings had been left alone, would they have evolved in the same direction as they have now? That's the question. T. I don't think so. Not exactly. D. Were the humans that were here the hairy type? T. No, no. They were humans that were human. Those other people, that are dumb, are the product of the aliens manipulating the animals and the subhuman species, and evolving them into humans. But the humans that were already here evolved on their own. D. I see. I thought you meant that the hairy people were the only ones on Earth at that time. The most advanced species. It wasn't like that? T. I don't believe so. I believe there were some humans. It's probably all intermixed by now. That might all be for the best. D. Why were they doing all this? T. It wasn't moving along fast enough to suit them. D. In the natural evolution. T. Yeah. They wanted to help it out a little bit. D. Do you know if someone told them to do this? T. I don't have that information. D. All right. Let's return to the person that is teaching the others the knowledge. The man with the dark hair and dark skin. I want you to move ahead in his life. And I want you to go to the last day of his life in that lifetime. And see what happened to him. It won't bother you at all to look at it. You can look at it as an observer if you want to. I will count to three, and we'll move ahead to the last day of his life. 1, 2, 3. We've moved ahead to the last day of his life in that life. What do you see? What's happening? T. He's standing on the cliff overlooking the stream. And he just left the stream, and he's walking back through the jungle. D. Long pause. What happens? Evolution is helped along. T. 275. D. He just walks into the jungle and disappears. How do you mean? He just disappeared. His body disappeared or what? He's gone. He just disappeared. Let's ask your subconscious, what happened to the body? He just didn't want to be that anymore. So he just quit being. Then what happened to the body? It just disappeared. It's not there. It's gone. Dissolved. Disappeared. It's gone. Then the spirit just went on? Not with that identity. That man said, I don't want to do this anymore. And he quit. That was all of it. And whatever made up his identity had a life to live spiritually, and went back to wherever it came from. And he just didn't exist anymore. I see. He left that behind then. All right. I think that was something important for you to find out about. I want you to leave that scene now. I brought Tom forward in time and oriented him back to the present day. I did not awaken him yet because I still had a few questions to ask him. D. I'm going to ask Thomas subconscious, is there anything he needs to learn from watching that life, that he can use in his present life? There's something he needs to know. I think he got a part of it a while ago. Long pause. T. Well, he's interested in reasons for why his existence is like it is. I think I got some of the reasons. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with them just offhand. I think it's going to help me make this decision that I've got to make. D. There's probably much more than you realize. It's going to take a while to understand it all, and to apply it to your life now. 276. Legacy from the stars. T. I think I'll probably have a dream pretty soon that will tell me what I need to do. D. Yes. That would be a very good idea. That is often the way the subconscious chooses to relay information, if we can only understand the symbolism. T. That existence that I was just looking at. Maybe I'm going to have some more contact with that. I don't know. I'm not sure the guy's body really disappeared. It might be that particular facet of his person just left him at that point. D. It's interesting to contemplate. The way you were smiling. It doesn't seem like a negative idea if you did have contact again. T. Well, if it could leave like that, that means it could come back like that. D. Well, we had access to it just now, so it's always there. It would seem that a lifetime where Tom's main job was to impregnate as many women as possible, would be an ideal fantasy trip for a man considered to be a ladies' man and who enjoys the company of women. But it doesn't fit that picture. because it would hardly seem a fantasy to romance women that were hairy, dirty, dumb and utterly repulsive to him. Even though he understood the circumstances, and knew that the condition of these early people was no fault of their own. No, this regression sounds more like a true memory than a romantic fantasy. It added another piece to the puzzle I was putting together about the origin of life on this planet. It showed the continuing influence of aliens in the evolution and development of our species. All of these stories had a common theme and a pattern unknown to the participants, but which was becoming increasingly more revealed to me. If all these cases were fantasies, why weren't the blatant and obvious contradictions? Why did they follow a predictable bizarre pattern? Chapter 12, TX sucks / as GT underscore carrot FG Binow. One theory about present-day sightings of UFOs and aliens is that they may not be from other planets or dimensions. They could be our own descendants, time travelers from our own future. This case explores this possibility when the subject unexpectedly progressed to a future life, rather than regressing to a past life. Progression is as possible as regression, since there is no such thing as time to the subconscious mind. In Volume 2 of Conversations with Nostradamus, John went forward 200 years to see if Nostradamus' prophecies of our world were true. On many occasions I have progressed an entire room full of people into future lives. It is amazing that many report similar circumstances, environments and events during this type of experiment. One common theme that is repeated in many of these future progressions is that something drastic has happened to the surface of our planet. One woman saw herself working in a space station laboratory that was orbiting the Earth. She was part of a scientific team that was growing food by hydroponic methods in the absence of gravity. Another saw herself working in a submerged underwater laboratory doing the same thing, harvesting food from 278-279 the sea, kelp, seaweed, etc. In both cases they reported that something had happened and the Earth was no longer able to grow sufficient food. Experiments were being done to provide food for the remaining people of Earth. I have had these type of scenarios come forth not only during group progressions in the United States, but also when I conducted them in England and Australia. I can only hope these people are seeing a possible alternate future, and not a future that necessarily has to be. The following case could also be a probable future. Pam was a former school teacher that had moved to our area with her husband. We had worked together off and on for several years, and she had proven to be an excellent subject who was open to experimentation. It had been many months since we had a session, while I was busy with other subjects and topics. She decided to begin sessions again, but we were not looking for anything in particular. On this day in the spring of 1988, when I went to their house for the session, we had no idea what direction it would take. Her husband, Richard, was present and operated his own tape recorder. There are many methods of induction, but Pam preferred the tunnel method. We decided to try this and just see where it took us, rather than looking for anything specific. In this method I had her walk down a long tunnel, using deepening techniques at the same time. She was instructed to keep walking until she could see a light at the end of the tunnel. She would then tell me what she saw as she emerged from the tunnel into the light. She was so accustomed to this technique that I knew she would subconsciously travel somewhere, although I did not know what scene she would come into. D, now you're out of the tunnel. Look around and tell me what you see. P, the tunnel is not a mental trick. It actually does exist. And it seems that I am in the planet, under the ground. As I walked down the tunnel, I saw a being standing there and I just moved into this being. I was fascinated by the merging, 280, legacy from the stars, that seemed to take place. So as I continued walking down the tunnel I was aware of wearing a silver suit that covered my entire body. It was a surprise because I now feel as though I am in two places at once. I can move and be with this body. I feel it is me, but I'm also observing from a distance. D, maybe that's better. You can be objective that way. P, well, I feel like the reporter. I am fascinated with the tunnel. It is goo, and the walls are totally smooth and seamless. They are purposely constructed, domed so it's like an arch. There seems to be light, but I don't really know where it's coming from. There are no light bulbs. It just seems like the tunnel is bright. And it seemed that, as I put my hand on the side of the tunnel, I could receive information. So it is like a storage center for much information. As you were speaking, I came to the end of the tunnel, and I was looking into a room that was filled with computer-type things. It looked like the inside of Star Trek, with computer banks all around. The room was round. And all around, from floor to very high, not all the way to the ceiling, because it couldn't be reached, but there were many, many technology-looking things and technicians who looked just like me. We all seemed to be dressed the same, except that I didn't see faces. Then I seemed to go back into the tunnel. And I saw a bright light at the end of the tunnel. And when I got there, it was blinding light. That was all I saw, just white, bright. And it was very familiar, because I know this place. So I said to myself to calm down and look around. And when I did, it seemed there was another round room. In the middle there was this big pyramid-shaped object, but it was made out of mineral. It looked like half of a, hard to transcribe because I didn't know what it was, fullerite duodecahedron, finetic. Richard seemed to understand, but it was huge. I don't want to call it a crystal because it didn't actually look like a crystal that I'm familiar with. But it did look like a fullerite shape that I'm familiar with. And it did seem crystalline or glass-like, and to be of immense energy, 281 in power. It seemed that my function had something to do with this bright room and this pyramid-shaped power source in the middle. Was it transparent? You couldn't see all the way through it clearly. But, yes, I would consider it transparent, with a violet color cast. Then it was not opaque. Not totally. If there was something on the other side of it, you couldn't actually see all the way through it, so it wasn't transparent like glass. But it wasn't totally opaque either. And it was shaped like a pyramid. It had four sides that came down. It was on some kind of flat base. The base that I see now looks pretty much like a lightbox base that I've seen. I'm talking really big though, bigger than a human being. That's all that was in this room, but it was filled with light. I am wondering now if the light came from this crystal object or somewhere else. You said it was used for some type of power? It seems to be filled with power and energy. Not necessarily generating, but potential energy. What do you think this power is used for? I thought if I put my hands on it I would find out. So, are you allowed to do that? I seem to be sort of in charge of this room. So it seems I can do what I want to. She laughed. I was wondering if it would hurt you in any way. In response to that question, the answer came that if my intent were not right I would be hurt, yes. But I don't have malice or bad intent, so. That's interesting how it would be able to ascertain what my intent is. I just answered my question on how it would be able to ascertain my intent. It could know my intent because of my vibrations. We are vibrating every moment, and what we hold in our mind does affect our vibration. It is attuned to vibrations, so that was the answer to my query about how it knows what my intent is. Then what would happen if you touched it? D, P, 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 D, 282, legacy from the stars, P, I'll give it a try. Long pause, it seems to contain anything you wish to know. D, like an information bank or something? P, it is much like the walls of the tunnel, which seem metallic. This seems to be the entire repository. It seems to be, this is all too weird. The repository of all, everything that people have thought they know. A repository of all thought that has transpired. D, I thought when you said it produced power, maybe it was power that was being used for generating, for instance. P, I'm pretty sure that it isn't generating, but that it is potential energy. And I believe that it is held in abeyance until called for. At which time whatever the call is, it can generate what that is. What is so strange about it is its multi-purpose. You can be as mundane with this great source of power, or as cosmic as your intent guides you to be. I might even be able to generate electrical power for the entire planet. D, all you have to do is touch it, and you're able to do these things? P, because thought is a specific vibration. I don't know how it's stored in there.